the A to open part of the Sakandola dual carriageway within a week, and 50 children escape after mass school abduction in Nigeria. These are your top stories at 12 hours.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. Home Affairs and Internal Security Minister Jack Mwimbo has appealed to the leadership of the Roman Catholic Church and other faith-based organizations to seriously reflect on their intentions to stage protests against the ongoing constitutional-making process. He said the proposed protests will not unify the country, but instead further polarize both the nation and the church at a time when Zambia needs collective wisdom and unity. He has described such actions as regrettable and counterproductive. Mr. Mwimbo has emphasized that the church must remain a beacon of hope and dialogue, not a source of division.
The church, which I hold in high regard, is divinely mandated to be a unifier of people. Its mission is to foster dialogue, reconciliation, and peace among cities. The path being pursued by certain church leaders, however, risks undermining this sacred responsibility. The poor protest will not unify our people. On the contrary, they will further polarize both the nation and the church itself. At a time when Zambia requires collective wisdom and unity, such divisive actions are regrettable and counterproductive.
And Patriots for Economic Progress President Sean Tembo says the dialogue proposed by President Hakainde Hichilema regarding the constitutional amendment process should only take place after the planned peaceful protest, not as a substitute for it.
As Patriots for Economic Progress, we have since accepted the invitation to participate in the planned peaceful street protest that is scheduled for this Friday. We have also noted the proposal by President Hakainde Hichilema through his press agency for dialogue regarding the ongoing illegal and unconstitutional constitution-making process that was extended to the Wasis Forum. Our considered view is that any such dialogue should only take place after the planned peaceful street protest and not be a substitute for the planned peaceful street protest.
The Road Development Agency, RDA, has announced plans to open a section of the Lusaka-Ndola dual carriageway up to 10 miles within the next 7 days to ease congestion in the area. Speaking during a press briefing, RDA board chairperson, engineer Eugene Hazele, said the move will significantly reduce traffic on the stretch, which has been a major concern for members of the public. Engineer Hazele has also revealed that the Lusaka-Ndola dual carriageway project is now nearing 60% completion. He said 236 kilometers of asphalt surfacing has so far been laid out of the total 600 kilometer planned for the project.
10 miles. It's been a massive problem, and our team, the concessionaire, the consultant, they have been working around the clock to try and ease that congestion. But obviously, there are some challenges that are beyond their control that have created very serious problems. But on a good note, we wish to inform you, our colleagues, that we are planning to open that road in the next 7 days. If we can get 3 or 4 days of clear weather, we should be able to open that road up to 10 miles.
The Kapirimposhi Immigration Office yesterday apprehended 89 Ethiopian nationals for failing to appear before the nearest immigration office on entry. Immigration Department's Chief Public Relations Officer, Namati Nshinka, says the suspected illegal immigrants were intercepted at the Kapirimposhi turnoff in a tanker truck belonging to Karen Transport Limited of Lusaka, following a tip-off from alert members of the public. He said when immigration officers arrived at the scene, The tanker truck was found parked without its driver, who is believed to have fled and is currently on the run. Mr. Nshinka said preliminary investigations suggest that the immigrants were initially concealed inside the empty tanker, but due to extreme heat and lack of ventilation, they were forced to climb onto the roof of the tanker. He said the group is believed to have been in transit to South Africa.
Of the 89 suspects, 61 found in possession of Ethiopian national identity cards only, while 28 had valid Ethiopian passports that did not bear Zambian entry endorsement stamps. The group is believed to have been in transit to South Africa. All the suspects have been detained at Kapirimposhi police station pending further investigations and possible prosecution. The tanker truck has been impounded to assist with ongoing investigations. Meanwhile, in a separate incident, on 21st November 2025, the Mbala Immigration Office apprehended 13 suspected illegal immigrants, 10 Bangladeshi and 3 Pakistani nationals, for failing to appear before the nearest immigration officer on entry, along with 3 Zambian nationals for aiding and abetting their illegal entry.
Government and the public service unions have agreed to further extend the adjournment of the ongoing salary and conditions of service negotiations to 15th December 2025. Negotiations initially began on 4th November 2025, focusing on a review of salaries and selected conditions of service for public service employees. However, on 13th November 2025, both parties mutually resolved to adjourn discussions to allow for wider consultations with key stakeholders on matters that remained unresolved. The talks were scheduled to resume on 24th November 2025 as consultations are still ongoing. This is according to a joint statement issued by government team leader Lois Muluve and union team leader Joy Rene.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
In business news, government has called for urgent and coordinated measures to equip young people with 21st century digital skills, saying such competencies are now essential for survival in an increasingly technology-driven world. Speaking during the launch of the National Child Online Protection Strategy 2025-2029, Ministry of Technology and Science Permanent Secretary Dr. Brilliant Habenzu said global trends show a rapid shift in labor demands. He has noted that research indicates that by 2030, more than 70% of jobs will require digital skills, adding that children who develop digital literacy early have a 40% greater chance of accessing economic opportunities.
Alongside these benefits, growing risks that we cannot ignore, the internet, if left unguarded, can become a space of exploitation, abuse, and harm. Our children face threats such as cyberbullying, online predators, exposure to harmful content, and misinformation. Global data shows that 1 in 3 children has experienced some form of online harm, while reports of child sexual abuse material have increased by over 400% in the last 10 years.
And Victor Director for Universal Access and Service, Collins Chomba, has emphasized that combating online abuse requires a multi-sectoral approach by various stakeholders.
This strategy represents our collective commitment to ensuring that the online world is a place of learning, creativity and growth, not for fear or harm. As technology continues to shape our lives, it is clear that our children are mostly active users of digital platforms. While these technologies provide unprecedented opportunity for education and innovation, they also bring significant risks, from cyberbullying and exploitation to exposure to harmful content and misinformation as well.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.